Get the best odds on all the big games this March. Download the Circa Sports Iowa app today.
Overs, unders, spreads, lines, favorites, dogs. We love them all because we love the action. This is Cyclone Fanatics Action Fanatics Podcast, presented by the DraftKings Sportsbook at Wild Rose Casino and Resort. Your weekly look at the games and lines we love. Listen in, take notes, and put a little action in play at the DraftKings Sportsbook at Wild Rose Casino and Resort in Jefferson, Clinton, and Emmitsburg. Visit wildroseresorts.com for more info.
Must be 21 or older. If you or someone you know needs gambling treatment, call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Let's do this!
Now, please welcome your hosts, Chris Williams and Todd Kirk.
What is up? Action Fanatics here. We took a couple of weeks off. We've actually been building a new sports betting forum, which is up live now at CycloneFanatic.com. You guys should go check it out. As always, it is presented by our friends at the Wild Rose Casino in Jefferson, DraftKings, and Bet Rivers. So go and check that out. Just go to forums. It is called the Sports Betting Lounge. And as Todd Kirk joins me here, I was really looking for a place, Todd, that's not Twitter, where people can, discuss what they're, I like Nebraska tonight, or and bounce things off one another, but it's not as rigid as Twitter. You know what I mean? Like, Twitter can get, there's just trolls everywhere, and this is a place for more of a community, into the topic that you and I are both passionate about, and we've been doing this podcast here since September now, and I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I think it's, listen, you guys have seen on Twitter, I love putting my picks on there. You know, I've got a real job, so there's some days where I may miss out, and it really bums me out. Like, I love college basketball. Absolutely love it. It's so close to football. It's hard for me even to rank. It's like having children. And this time of year too, Chris, you need to get more in-depth than 144 characters or two, whatever it is. And then it gets kind of slimy and back and forth. I love the interaction we've had on Twitter. I want to take it the next step. And when you mentioned doing this, that lit me on fire. And really, as we grow and what we're doing and what we produce as a product, I think this is just a perfect way to get in there, really put more, I guess, complete thoughts, like do game breakdowns and why did I pick St. Joe's?
Yeah.
Stuff like that, I think, is what people want to see. Not that it matters or makes a difference. I mean, I'm 55% picking on the year so far, but
that's not bad.
No, I mean, for college basketball, it's actually really good.
For this year,
it snuck it up the last couple of weeks, but I believe they're the tough weeks, and we'll talk about it. But what a great forum just to have people interacting, and then they can do it together, and then it could be Sally on getting on Joe for who was bugging me. And it becomes kind of a friendship circle, if without getting too cheesy. And I was one of the early message boards guys back in the day in terms of sports radio in Des Moines. So I'm looking forward to it.
All right. Check that out again. Just go to the Cyclone Fanatic forums. It is called the Sports Betting Lounge. You can't miss it. Todd, I've been just dealing with a lot of stuff. I haven't been as locked into college basketball as normal over the last couple of weeks. Now, the good news is over the last week, I've really started to dive back in. So that's a good thing. I know you've been in this thing hard for a while. Do you have any just general thoughts here before we start to look ahead at the weekend and conference tournaments and all that jazz?
Yeah, I think general thought, you and I've talked about this, is to me, conference tournaments are awesome. It's the best. It's the best kind of basketball because you have so many bids relying on a team winning their tournament. And that's it. And that's the only way, whether you're a Belmont or a Bellarmine or, Murray State, it doesn't matter the year that these teams have had. You're coming out swinging. And if you saw like the Horizon Conference first four games, three of them went to double overtime. And one of them was decided on a buzzer beater by 1 point in regulation. So it's great basketball. And then the other thing is what you do is you get a sense for some of these teams. And if you want to make an impact in your bracket and find that, team that It's going to come out of nowhere. Good upset picking. Mm-hmm. Look at the bigger conferences. Watch your ACC, SEC, Big Ten, Big 12. Really see how good West Virginia is and see how good an Ohio State is, because that's how you win a bracket. I suggest investing the time, and these games start at 11 o'clock. And here's the best example. This might have been a decade ago, maybe not that long, within the last 10 years. Florida Gulf Coast. Remember that team that came out of nowhere where Andy Enfield was a coach? He's now at USC. I watched that team, and they were so much fun to watch. Like, they would dunk the ball every other possession. Mm-hmm. And I picked them to go Sweet 16 the year they did.
Oh, wow.
And
good for you.
You know, just because of watching the
team. As a 15 seed, you picked them there. Yeah. God bless you.
Just because of watching that team play, I'm like, they're gonna surprise the heck out of people. But yeah, it's fun. I think, you know, if you've got the time to invest, don't just poo-poo it because, you know, you're watching, Duquesne versus Merrimack. No, check that out in the finals, and it's going to help you in your bracket play.
Okay. Just looking ahead, the Valley tournament starts this weekend. The Drake injury situation is something to keep an eye on. Is the time of us recording this, we don't have any solid info on Hempel, if he's going to be able to play for Drake. They told me earlier in the week that Wednesday would kind of be the deciding day for them. I'm guessing now the program will keep that quiet until closer to tip time. Drake's first game will be at 5 o'clock on Friday. That's really, that's the big conference tournament going on. I know you'll have an eye on some of the smaller ones. I really can't wait for the Big 12 and the Big 10 tournaments. I think that both of those leagues, man, are just heavyweights. Just both of those. That's the one thing I'm a little bit disappointed. It's kind of nice. I'm not going to Kansas City this year. This is the first Big 12 tournament I haven't been to in, God, at least 15 years. Normally I'd have a front row seat to those Big 12 games, and it's awesome. But I am looking forward, though, to next week, Todd, because I think those two Midwestern leagues, the Big 10 really isn't Midwestern anymore, but you know what I mean. I think they're right there at the NCAA tournament caliber, if not better. I mean, it's going to be – you're going to have really high seeds in the NCAA tournament going at it and competing for seeding, because there's a lot on the line in both of these leagues. So that, to me, is something I really have circled. I'm fired up for that.
Yeah, I would agree, too. And you know, you're looking at team – you know, you've got teams on the fringes. And then, like you said, the battle between – look at the Big Ten – between Iowa – Michigan, Ohio State, you know, conceivably all three of those teams still could get a one seed.
Mm-hmm.
Conceivably. And that's huge. That is such a big deal when it comes to the tournament. It guarantees you basically two wins, right? It guarantees you get to the Sweet 16. And then after that, it's crapshoot. So that's a huge prize at the end of the rainbow there. And then obviously Baylor has looked susceptible is a good word since coming off COVID. And I think someone put it the best way. Baylor didn't come off COVID because of contract tracing. They had COVID. Like, this is a big deal. And by the way, like you said, they're playing tonight against Oklahoma State, and they're favored by a lot, which seems like a lot. Best bet, Oklahoma State. But, you know, there's that intrigue there. And then you're looking at, you know, Kansas, a blue blood. How good can they look? Oklahoma State, Oklahoma, Texas has really the pedigree. Texas, of all teams, has the pedigree to really contend for a national championship like Baylor. So you've got two teams in the Big 12 alone that could win it all in Texas and Baylor, in my opinion. But
I don't think Texas can. I would disagree with you there.
Yeah, I know it sounds crazy. It's basically this metric thing, and we'll get into that when we talk tournament.
Okay.
But really, it's, you've got to be four out of the best seven teams based on like Ken Pom and Bart Torvik metrics.
Mm-hmm.
Texas, Baylor, Michigan, and Illinois, that could win it all. And there you're watching those tournaments. So yeah, I'm with you. They're great tournaments. And you know, look at SEC, ACC. Who's going to win those tournaments?
So Isn't that fascinating? Like this is the one thing I love about this year so much is like all these blue bloods are just down, you know? And like, would it shock you if like a bubble team like North Carolina rattled it off and won the ACC tournament? It wouldn't me.
Nope.
You know? And like, there's a game tonight. I don't want to date it too much because a lot of people will listen to this over the weekend, but like Michigan State gets Michigan twice this weekend.
I know. Like, yay.
They're a 12-point underdog, but like, again, like, would it, like, Michigan State bubble team needs to beat rival to get into the tournament. Like, is it shocking if Izzo would pull some rabbit out of a hat? Like, none of this. So you're right. Like, Duke, like, what the hell? Like, all, like, Kentucky, if Kentucky made a run in the SEC tournament, would anybody be shocked? No. So you're right. There's a lot of compelling storylines here.
There are. I think all these tournaments. Well, look at, I like Pac-12 basketball.
You tell just me like who's it win because that? They're catch-up games for you. That's the only that's me in the Mountain West, man. I'll have a good Mountain West preview ready for everybody next week.
Yeah, listen, UNLV and San Diego State, man. Did you see that cover last night?
I did.
Oh,
I've watched. I've honestly maybe watched more. I've watched more Mountain. I know so many coaches out there. That's the thing. Like, I just know a lot of guys in that league, not just TJ. But, like, that league's fascinating. That'll be – I'm bummed that I'm not going to be out there. I had a blast going to the
– Oh, I know. That's right. You did go last year. Yeah, I forgot. That podcast. You were on your way out there, and then everything went to hell.
That was the weirdest because
– Did you get a one-on-one interview with Nico when you were out there? I couldn't remember if you just forgot to record that and play it.
No, but we did. I did give him a hand pound. no, that was
– I will not bet his teams any, by the way. But you're right. Mountain West has – San Diego State, Boise State, Utah State, and Colorado State.
So listen to all these names that with like local ties, Steve Alford, Nico Medved, yep. Otzelberger, Craig Smith. There's just so much, you know, the old Iowa assistant used to be out there. Like it's just crazy. That league, it's like so I'm with you. I like West Coast basketball.
Yeah. Yeah. But Pac-12, same thing. I mean, you've got Oregon, Colorado, USC, UCLA. And I tell you what, for anybody watching basketball, I love this Washington State team. I listen to these guys, three-man weave, and I guess they just got like a transfer who's a stud. Like they're going to be really good next year, but they've been a fun team to bet on. And Oregon State, they've thrown some wrinkles into I mean, it's just these are all great tournaments, whether they're the big schools or the small schools. It is well worth watching because you can gain so much information on your brackets and how you're going to gamble the first couple rounds. Because those games come fast, man. Like you're going to have 16 games Thursday, and then those lines are going to turn. You got 16 games Friday, and those lines are going to turn for Saturday. You got 8 more. Sunday, you got 8 more. So, you know, you're looking at 48 games you're going to want action on.
Well, okay. So that's a good thing to bring up. You don't have to bet all of them.
Oh, you don't? Wait, I'm
sorry. This is where you and me are so different. You don't have to bet on every game in the tournament. If you do, you're probably going to lose. This is where I would say go to your unit system. Everybody needs to have a unit system. So tonight, specifically on Thursday night, these games may be over, and maybe you're going to listen to this and be like, oh, wow, you took it on the chin, Williams. I really like Oklahoma State at 12 tonight, and I really like Nebraska at 17.5 against Iowa. I'm 2 units on that. I kind of like Michigan State at 12. I put 1 unit on that. So, like, if you just – can you at least meet me in the middle there, Todd? Like, if you're going to bet every game, you don't have to bet the same amount on every game.
Yeah, I've been doing it. So I took college basketball a little bit differently this year, Chris, so I'll agree with you and disagree at the same time. Yes, when it comes to the tournament, I will bet more and less. I'm actually thinking of putting together maybe a little pick program for the tournament.
Woo!
I know. But yeah, I've been pretty blanket on my college basketball just because there's so many things we don't know that are going on and take place that happened. Like, I don't know if many people knew Richmond today. Their best player was out. They look great in the first half, not so much in the second half. So, and Duquesne rarely beats them. So you just, all of a sudden these guys are gone and out, and are they going to play hard in the tournament? Are they going to do this? Now, once the NCAA bracket comes out, game on. You know what you're going to get. I feel like you're going to have the good news, and there's going to be plenty of coverage. So, you know, play it slow leading up until the tournament, and then have your unit system ready to rock and roll.
All right, Todd, you got anything else for everybody before we go?
I'm trying to think if there's anything else I really, really, really like. No, I would just tell them I will still use Twitter as a platform. So
yeah, at Action Fanatics there.
But I'm going to start putting a lot of my effort into the forum. I'm going to teach myself maybe how to link what I'm doing there to Twitter, things along those lines. So you guys can really catch and follow there, because that way I can, you guys know I like to talk. I could type a little bit more and we can have better conversations. So really looking forward to kind of growing the forum far beyond what we've done with Twitter so far.
Sounds like a plan. And we'll be back. Let's go early next week to take a look at conference tournament brackets.
I can't wait. Yeah. I mean, they start out, watch the Valley, watch the Horizon, watch the SoCon, these are fun tournaments.
Yeah, no doubt. It's going to be a really fun weekend. All right. He is Todd Kirk. My name is Chris Williams. Thanks to our sponsors at the Wild Rose Casino in Jefferson, the DraftKings Sportsbook, and of course, Bet Rivers. Get those apps downloaded for the tournament here, the tournaments here, if you don't have them already. Todd, thanks for your time, my man. Talk soon.
Good luck, everybody.
Yeah, we'll be back early next week for conference tournament previews here on the Fanatics Podcast on the Cyclone Fanatic Podcast Network.